It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Deadpool and Wolverine, and it makes sense that that would be the title instead of Deadpool 3. Hugh Jackman said he has given up playing Wolverine, making Logan his final film in the role, but after seeing the first Deadpool, he's back with the claws and attitude, and so is Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool. They find themselves in a Roger Rabbit and Eddie Valiant-esque manner while the Time Variant Authority, the TVA, informs them that the fate of the timeline rests in their hands, and as expected, there's blood and a lot of big laughs between the two Marvel characters. Now directed by Reynolds' recent collaborator Shawn Levy, Deadpool and Wolverine may not be as fresh as Logan or Deadpool 2 in terms of its convoluted side, but it does make up for what the MCU has given us lately. I like the way it toys with us about the cameos, some of which we knew would appear, others quite unexpected. Now that we have Deadpool and Wolverine, we could easily relate to the indulgence and commercialism that Disney and Marvel has brought upon fans. They can express their opinions wisely or nostalgically. I can relate to the topics half the time, but I can acknowledge the direction that superhero movies would take, and this one makes us laugh. 3 stars. If you like this review on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. Coming up next, the famous circus performers managed to keep their show alive post-COVID in the documentary Cirque du Soleil Without a Net. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.